Whenever I hear the birth stories Mama repeats on our special day, I can't help but think of Lacey, how she ended up. Her name alone conjures a frail and delicate being, someone who don't fit in with the harsh way of life here. With arms and legs as slender as the limbs of the willow trees growing along the Tuckasegee River, their movement as fine as the lines of Mama's bone china teacups, Lacey seems out of place. Mama says Lacey's looks come from her side, from our great-grandma, Devin Wallace. Her hair shines like an Appalachian sunset, shot through all gold and red, while a sprinkle of freckles rides the bridge of her nose. Deep green eyes swallow any thoughts she might have, except we don't rightly know what she thinks since she don't talk. Lacey's birth story is dramatic. When she got born, Mama said the cord was in a true knot. Pulled tight during labor, Lacey come out the color of a ripened blueberry. She was quiet, limp, no hollering, no having a little hissy fit like me on my own birthing day. None of the flailing, strong movements of a normal baby. The granny woman who come to deliver her smacked her hard on the behind, and silent she stayed. That granny woman flipped her around butt first, then head, and finally, Mama said, poor Lacey squeaked out a little breathless cry at the rudeness of it all, and promptly fell silent again. Breathing, eyes blinking, flushed a bright, healthy pink, yet silent. Mama said the one squeak was the only sound she'd ever heard Lacey make. The granny woman exclaimed, "Law, this child ought to be squalling after all of that." I've often wondered if Mama regretted the name she'd give her, considering her ways. I relinquished my own stronghold from her womb 14 years ago this very day, dropping into the capable hands of the same granny woman. She'd asked Mama, "What's this one's name gonna be?" "Wallace Ann." The granny woman was said to have give a look what conveyed her thoughts about the choice. Mama explained, "Wallace, my family name, and Ann, my given first name." The granny woman grunted, then questioned her, "Like a boy's? Like W-A-L-L-A-C-E? It's a right odd name for a girl, ain't it?" Mama shrugged and replied, "Girl needs a strong name in these parts." Upon hearing it, Papa said,
"It suits her. She looks more Wallace than Stamper anyway, that's for sure."
Mama said, "Well, thank you, sweet Jesus, for that." They was only fooling. They're always saying that sort of thing to each other. Whereas I'd kicked and pushed, rearranging Mama's insides to suit myself, Mama said Lacey had barely moved, a prelude to her actual nature. As an infant, I'd shoved against her hands as she tended me, latched onto her at feeding time, and when she moved me from her breast, I'd screamed like I'd been stung by 1,000 bees. Lacey never whimpered. To this day, she exists like a whisper you barely hear, or a shadow on a partly cloudy day, appearing to fade, then unexpectedly bursting forth like a hot ray of sun,